With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Each year, on June 29th, it is National Camera Day. This day celebrates photographs, the camera, and its invention. Today, the camera is an irreplaceable tool used to record and replicate memories, events, and people and places. Before the invention of the camera, the only resource to document a vision was a painting. As there are not too many people that who can perfectly replicate something into a painting, the power of a camera provided many with a simple, inexpensive, and fast solution. It was made popular by a man named George Eastman, also named the father of photography. While he didn't invent the camera, he did invent many additions that improved the use, ease, and production of a camera, making it widely available to homes around the world. To celebrate National Camera Day, go find something or someone who you enjoy, snap a picture, and cherish the memory. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And the story of the camera is certainly a story about entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. This week, we will be joined by entrepreneur Adam Fridman, Alan Gerstner, talking about business travel, Tandem HR, and State Representative Lou Lang. We've got a lot to talk to you today about business and entrepreneurship. And when we started the show, we talked about an invention, the invention that we've all come and gotten used to, the camera. And a friend of mine who's joining us on the show today certainly knows a thing or two about innovation and inventions and entrepreneurship. And I'm just thrilled to have Adam Fridman here on the Get Down to Business radio show. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Shalom, for having me. I love the show.
You have embodied the world of entrepreneurship, not only in coming up with ideas and turning them into reality yourself, but arguably more important, by enabling other entrepreneurs to help make their ideas a reality and get the word out about their ideas, and networking, connecting people. Tell us about how you got into this world of entrepreneurship and what crazy idea got into your mind that you decided not just take a regular job like most other folks out there.
Thank you for the warm introduction, Shalom. Well, I started out in corporate finance, was an investment banker. And about 4 years after starting the career, I realized, as well as that world, that I may not be the right fit. I wasn't happy with a 9-to-5, and I was passionate about creating. I began my entrepreneurship route about 10 years ago, and about 2 years ago specifically, I was at a networking event, and I ran into a litigation attorney who was there to give free advice. And I thought it was a shocking revelation that a gentleman of that stature with a big firm was there to give free advice, and the thought occurred, how many people are looking for free advice? How many entrepreneurs and business owners are looking for that support, that resource? On the flip side, well, not everybody, how many advisors, how many experts are looking to share that free advice?
So let's get right into it. I mean, it's about, as you said, people providing advice, helping people that have ideas. You started a thing called Meet Advisors. Tell us about how that can help some of the entrepreneurs that might be listening to Get Down to Business.
Absolutely. Forbes coined this the Yelp for entrepreneurs. Very simply, pick an advisor you like, ask a question, leave a review.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. These are people that have advice to share and people, frankly, that need the advice. We all know that when starting a business, there's no one recipe for success. It requires a lot of hard work. And even two small businesses that seemingly look very similar, they actually are very different. And it requires the right, as I always say, the right recipe. And we need advice. It's networking. It's bringing people together to do business together. But it's also about the information and the education. So Meet Advisors, I've used it. I've offered my advice to people, and I've asked people for advice. And the caliber of the people involved, it's fantastic. So Adam, kudos and congratulations to you for building such thing. And you, of course, you didn't stop with Meet Advisors. You've been involved in so many businesses. Tell us about Mably.
Absolutely. Mably.com is a digital marketing agency with a focus on demystifying digital. Over the years, I've been a client, a customer for different digital marketing services for web design, SEO, and PR. And I realized there were a lot of black boxes. There were a lot of professionals that would prevent from sharing the knowledge that we as a customer need, and websites have become increasingly important for our business. It is an asset that we continue to nurture over the years. And I launched Mably to do just that, demystify digital marketing, share what we know, and when clients feel that we could be a great partner for them, we're ready to help.
That's awesome. Again, another way of being so actively involved in the business community and such a great entrepreneurial idea. So, Adam, to our listeners that are out there, young professionals, let's go with that demographic first, somebody that has an idea, what advice can you share with them to help turn their idea into a reality?
Well, I would say before you're ready to turn it into reality, I think we need a checks and balances process. I'm one very passionate. I come up with an idea, I get married to it, it becomes my baby, and I'm ready to charge. I think the first step is to make sure and validate it with those that have been there and done that. Learn, be ready to be flexible, to pivot before you embark on the journey. It is an expensive and resource-intensive journey. So, of course, get advice, whether it's meet advisors or someone you know, networking events, some of our shared spaces, incubators. There's a lot of support organizations in Chicago now that are willing to help.
There's no question. There's so many resources that are out there, and people need to take advantage of the resources like in 1871. And in fact, we just talked about it last week on the show. We talked about how businesses both should take advantage of resources like that, as well as you also have to be very cautious about not relying on too many resources like that, because they can be they can become a crutch and a tool, and at some point you've got to break away from that. And that's, I think, really what the beauty of what Meet Advisors and Mably and so many of the organizations that you've been involved in getting started has done. You've really enabled people to both lean on advice but also pick up on their own and live that idea and turn it into reality. But seeking help isn't a, it's not a weakness. I believe it's probably one of the biggest strengths. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And the way we see it, learn from success to minimize your mistakes. As a startup, as an entrepreneur, you can't afford to make a lot of mistakes. The further you can get in the process, the better off you are, the better the chances for success.
And Adam, can you share some of, maybe without names or with names, if you have their permission, some of the stories of success from people that you've seen that have leaned on advice through Meet Advisors as an example? What success stories can we share with the listeners of Get Down to Business?
Absolutely. In Naperville, Illinois, there's a company called Commercial Lending X that focuses on commercial lending. Smaller company that has been growing very fast over the last 5 years. They ran into a legal question, and they weren't yet ready to spend the money on the support, on hiring an attorney. There was a agreement dispute item. They reached out to an attorney, asked a question, received an answer within 24 hours, which helped to pivot their agreement with the client, preserving or minimizing their future risk of getting paid. Subsequently, they hired the attorney and they entered into a relationship. But what was amazing is how quickly they received the response, how quickly they were able to pivot and get to what's next.
It's fantastic. There's nothing quite like it. There's no other resource quite like this. And obviously, I'm a big fan. I know you are as well, Adam, of networking in the real world. But sometimes we need to embrace the tools that technology has to offer and lean and meet advisors, as the name of your organization and business represents, which is fantastic. So,
and Shalom, maybe one more quick example,
sure,
that I think is real critical. So, I've seen over the last couple of years multiple ideas where someone would reach out to an advisor, a VC, or an investor to share their idea and receive negative feedback to say this is not an idea that's timely or that makes sense.
Oh my gosh, that's so important.
That's why, yeah. I think that is critical, where they can move on to their next idea or they can do something else. They're preventing from years of potential investment from family and friends, and more importantly, their life
Absolutely.
Years of work.
Adam, that's so important, and I'd love it if you can actually put us in touch with some of those success stories. We'd love to feature them on the Get Down to Business radio show. Adam, we've got just about 30 seconds remaining in this segment. Can you tell us how people can get in touch with you and how people can learn more about Meet Advisors and Mably?
Absolutely. Meet Advisors, M-E-E-T, advisors.com, and Mably, Mably.com. And Shalom, thank you very much for the opportunity to share what I did.
Absolutely, Adam. Thanks for all that you do for the small business community. You are listening to the Get Down to Business radio show. You can join me for breakfast and networking at MB Financial Bank in Morton Grove on July 8th. Find out more information on that event and so many other great small business resources like Adam Friedman's Meet Advisors in Mably.com at my website, ShalomKlein.com. The time to register for that July 8th event is now. And remember, you can connect with me on Twitter at ShalomKlein. After the break, we're talking more small business on Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic, couple accidents to report this hour. On the Bishop Ford outbound after 159th Street, it is blocked. Left lane is blocked. A car hit the wall, so please give EMS or the tow IDOT plenty of room to work. In Kildare, Rand Road at Long Grove is an accident, so be careful if you're traveling in that area. On the Eaton, still smooth sailing. No major problems to report either way. The Kennedy inbound, not too bad. 22 minutes into downtown. Downtown. It's a little slow from Irving Park to Sacramento. Outbound direction, 21 minutes out to the airport, wide open from the Circle Interchange to Montrose, but a little tight from Nagel to Sayre. It is now 87 degrees and cloudy. Tonight going down to 71. Expect thunderstorms this evening. Tomorrow back up to 86. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you guys just constantly have stomach issues? I mean, does every Republican down there essentially have an ulcer at this point? Agita?
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
How much do you guys drink?
Don't answer that.
How can you not be an alcoholic if you're a Republican in Springfield? I mean, I would just be drunk all the time if I was a Republican in Springfield. Good Lord, I'd be shoveling painkillers in my face, washing it down with bourbon, and then throwing the empty bottle at Madigan.
Wake up with John and Amy. Mornings, now starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Are you anxious and worried all the time? Do you just feel miserable and make everybody around you miserable too? Yeah, I was just like you once, and I hated it. Then I called to try a sample of Lumiday, and I feel so much better now. Maybe you should try it too.
If you worry too much, feel anxious or exhausted, Lumiday can help you feel more relaxed, confident, and positive. Enjoy a complimentary 2-week sample now by calling 1-800-664-0599. Lumiday is uniquely formulated with powerful ingredients clinically researched to promote a more positive mood. Lumiday has helped thousands of people feel more relaxed and enjoy happier days, and it's now the number one selling mood enhancement supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumiday is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling now. 1-800-664-0599. That's 1-800-664-0599.
You know, some days I wake up and I'm not even sure what city I'm in. I've been doing so much travel for my work in small business advocacy and networking. I've been, so far in the month of June, I've been in 12 cities, and it's been a wild experience. I'm thrilled to have on the line Alan Gerstner, who is the travel doctor. He's the one that knows probably more about how to travel both for fun and in business productively, so it doesn't become a headache or a nightmare. And I'm just thrilled to have you on the phone, Alan. Thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
How are you today, Shalom?
Fantastic, Alan. So, Alan, as people travel for business, what are some of those tools that people can take advantage of so they can perhaps save some time as they wait in lines?
Well, you know as well as I do that traveling for business can get old real quick, especially the long lines at airports today and the hassles just to get on and off an airplane. But the TSA and U.S. Customs and Border Control have programs that can help the frequent traveler move through the airport quicker. You've probably seen, if you've traveled, at most airports today, most of the larger airports, when you're coming through security, there's a sign that says TSA, and it's got a green check next to it. It's TSA pre-check. And you'll see that there's somebody standing there from TSA that's directing people either to one line or the other. And you'll notice that the TSA pre-check line is a lot smaller than the hordes of people in the regular security line.
So why isn't everyone doing it?
Well, there's a process, and the process is you have to fill out an application. If you you want to use the Global Entry form. Now, I talk to people about the Global Entry because Global Entry is good for domestic and international. And if you've ever traveled internationally, you know that when you're on the plane, you got to fill out a form. Customs and immigration form, and then you got to wait in line, and you got to go through the customs interview, and then out to get your bags. Well, the Global Entry, you fill out a form online through the U.S. Customs and Border Protection website. Go to the Global Entry part, fill out the form. There's a $100 fee for the background check. Once you're initially accepted, you go to a local screening area in Chicago. It's at O'Hare in the international terminal. And a customs agent will interview you, ask you questions. And then if you pass that, your fingerprints are taken, photos taken, and they then mail you a Global Entry card, which is an identification card which you can use to go through security. Now, this is known as a trusted or known traveler number. And probably when you've been making reservations to get on an airplane, you'll see in the reservation it says known traveler number. And a lot of people don't know what that is. Well, it's part of the Global Entry program. Or the TSA PreCheck program. Now, the TSA PreCheck program is just domestically, and you don't get a card, and it doesn't help you through customs. That is $85 a year, and it's through the TSA site, through their website.
Alan, this is huge. This can save the folks that are listening to our show that might be traveling, well, both for business and personal vacations, so much time, such a valuable resource. So, Alan, how did you develop this expertise in becoming that the travel doctor, as I called you before? You must travel a lot for fun, some business?
Well, I've been in the travel industry for 40 years. I've lectured to groups, travel agency groups, hospitality groups through the years. And I've also taught automation systems for the travel industry.
That's so much fun. So, Alan, where's your favorite place to travel to?
Well, I'm a real cruiser. I love to cruise. I just got back from Alaska. I was up in Ketchikan and Skagway and Juneau, and it was actually very, very nice. We actually didn't have any night up in Skagway. It went to dusk around midnight, stayed that way for about an hour, and then the sun just rose, and by 2 o'clock in the morning, it was like it was 8 o'clock in the morning here.
You're getting me jealous. So, Alan, a lot of our listeners travel, like myself, for business. I often get on a plane in the morning, come back at night, and literally I just have meetings in between. But in places like Orlando, San Antonio, Anaheim, they're beautiful cities. Do you have any tips for sort of catching the a little bit of the fun in between some of the travel?
Well, what I like to do is I like to take a look at Yelp reviews on the web. There are a number of travel apps that I have on my phone. Round Me is a great app that you can use. It shows you things around you, restaurants, nightclubs, theaters. I was in Phoenix, Arizona not too long ago, and I was looking for the closest theater around me, and I found that there was one 3 blocks away by just going to my phone, and then it showed me what movies were playing there. So that helps. If you use your smartphone, it's your best friend when you travel. I have found that over the years, as the phones got better and there's more apps that have been developed for it, it has made my life a lot easier in traveling around the world.
I'm tapping away on my iPad right now, downloading those apps. It's I'm going to have fun the next time I travel for business. So, Alan, and what's your favorite and your least favorite airports in the United States?
My least favorite airport is Dallas-Fort Worth. It's terrible. It's so big and laid out a strange way. It can take you all day to get from one end to the other. So if you're transferring at Dallas-Fort Worth from one airline to another airline, it can take you an hour to transfer. So you want to stay away from Dallas if you can. My favorite airport, the smaller airports are nice. Orlando is laid out very well, and I've enjoyed going in and out of Orlando Airport, where they have that center building, and and you can get from that center building to most of the satellite areas. So it's laid out well, and Disney has also done a very good job of making the airport very happy.
Absolutely. And unsolicited, but I've been traveling a lot, so this is at the tip of my tongue. I absolutely hate New York's LaGuardia Airport. I think it's just absolutely awful. I think it's like the chairs are just chairs that are waiting to be retired, and I think they're like on their way to the dumpster when they bring them to the airport. I've never plugged my cell phone into an outlet that actually plugged in, that actually powered up. It's just incredible. And Honolulu is beautiful because they actually have trees. It's actually sort of like you're outdoor, but you're actually indoor. It's just a fantastic feeling. So, Alan, the travel doctor, how can people get in touch with you if you want to learn more about some of your lot of advice that you have for business and vacation travelers?
Well, if they want to send me an email, they can send an email to traveldoctor, TraveldoctorThree, 3, traveldoctor3 at comcast.net. And I can forward a blog that is in the process of being written. So I won't give out the URL just yet, but if they send me an email, I'll forward the URL to them, and they can read all about tips and tricks that I have had over the years.
There you have it. Alan Gerstner, the travel doctor, travel doctor 3 at comcast.net. And maybe if you're lucky and if you're nice, Alan will even show you some pictures of his recent cruise to Alaska. It was a lot of fun. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. Find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. Alan, thanks for joining us on the show. After the break, we're going to be talking more small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
A new survey shows 65% of Americans disapprove of President Obama's policy on immigration. Now we find out that 90,000 kids from Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, and Nicaragua have managed to sneak across our border. Once they're here, we're stuck with the job of taking care of them, something their own countries couldn't do. When NBC's White House correspondent says essentially President Obama's presidency is over, do you think he gets the message? Let's hope somebody in this station has the answer. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. President Obama picks a nominee to head the VA.
Tom. He's a former Procter & Gamble executive, and he's been tapped for Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He's 61, a native of Gary, Indiana, who grew up in Chicago.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. McDonnell needs Senate confirmation. President Obama planning to ask Congress for a $500 million aid package to help moderate Syrian fighters.
ISIS exists on both sides of that former border, and if we're going to try to cap their ability to do violence, we're going to have to hit it on both sides in Iraq and in Syria. And so I think this is long in coming. It's late, but it's the right move.
General Michael Hyden speaking on Fox News Sunday. The money is part of a larger $1.5 billion stabilization initiative. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic, the Edens is moving well. No delays in or out. The Kennedy inbound, just a little slow in some spots, but just a 22-minute ride into downtown. Outbound, 20 minutes out to the airport. Free and clear from the Circle Interchange to Montrose. The express lanes are also wide open. No major problems on the Eisenhower inbound, but a little slow from Ashland to the Circle Interchange. It's a 30-minute ride to the post office. Outbound's going to take you just 29 minutes into Thorndale. Stevenson, no delays. It's 34 in, 34 out. The Ryan is also in pretty good shape. Just a 16-minute ride into downtown. Outbound's a 15-minute ride into 95th Street. On I-57 inbound, there is an accident to report. Inbound near 159th Street, so be careful in that area. It is now 88 degrees and cloudy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
For years, joint relief has been defined by two words, chondroitin and glucosamine. But now there's a word that's twice as powerful as they are, and that word is Beneflex. Beniflex is a revolutionary joint formula from the makers of GNC's innovative product of the year. Its unique combination of ingredients has been shown to be twice as powerful as ordinary supplements using just glucosamine plus chondroitin. And right now, you can receive a complimentary sample of Beniflex by calling 1-800-300-3669. In 4 scientific studies, 2 patented ingredients in Beniflex were shown to provide effective joint relief so powerful you only need 1 pill a day to start feeling relief in just 7 days. So if you want to experience the powerful Beniflex difference, I have just one word for you. Hurry. Call now to guarantee your complimentary sample. Beniflex is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling now. 1-800-300-3669. That's 1-800-300-3669.
There are a lot of skills in business that we've discovered listening to some of our guests on this week's show, like Adam Friedman and Alan Gerstner. There are a lot of skills that you can train people on, but then there are some that sort of come naturally. Our listeners know a lot about Tandem HR and their unique skill set in helping a lot of small business owners and big business owners in the Chicagoland area. And I'm just thrilled to have John Fiegel on Get Down to Business this week. He is an expert in this subject of motivating employees, leading employees, managing employees. And John, I guess I have a question for you. Of course, thanks for joining us on the show. Is there a difference between leading and managing in a small business?
Yes, thank you, Shalom, and thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And I think the best way for me to answer that question is to use a quote that Peter Drucker uses, that managers do things right and leaders do the right things. And I think to break that down, what he really meant by that was managers are focused on making sure that their employees have clear goals, they have the ability to meet those goals, and they actually get the results. Leaders are focused on making sure the organization is headed in the right direction, has the right strategy, has the right vision, and then communicating that vision to the rest of the organization. So those would be, I think, the key differences, whether it's a small organization or a large organization.
If I could hug you right now, I would. I hope that message resonates by people. I talk to so many people every day that come to me looking for career advice and also and companies that are looking to attract, you know, top talent for their various positions. And I think the thing that people need to remember, and I'm curious to hear your take on this, is that anybody can really excel in their company, in their business, in their professional aspirations, if they step up and they lead, if they go beyond just it being a job and they actually own the responsibility, they do whatever it takes to get something done. The opportunities are endless. It's to, as Buzz Lightyear would say in Toy Story, it's to infinity and beyond. As a manager, you know, managing, as you said, it's, you know, you have to make sure that certain responsibilities are conducted, but it seems more like that classic term job. I don't like that term job. I think people, in order to be successful, it's got to be more than a job. What are you seeing in the business world these days? How are people, how are businesses succeeding in attracting the right people, and how are people doing in what's still sort of a tough job market?
Right. I think that in terms of attracting the right people, the successful organizations are doing exactly what you just described. They're presenting an opportunity for people not just to do work, but to connect their own personal values, their own personal goals, if you will, to doing something important in their job. And that's either if they're a professional services organization, whether it's creating a quality product, whether they're manufacturing, and also working effectively and collaboratively to build a team and a community within the organization. So that's what organizations are doing. What employees are doing are taking advantage of that. And I want to build off of something that you said, and that is, you know, we think of leaders and managers as a title or as a job, but you also, recommendation I would make or suggestion for your listeners is think about it as a set of behaviors. So that when you think about leadership as a set of behaviors, anybody, regardless of the job that they're in, they can be a fork driver, be a customer service rep, can take at least of taking initiative, of being a problem solver, building effective relationships. So that focusing on behaviors as opposed to the job, I think is key.
It is, and clearly you have a lot to say on the subject. Clearly there's a lot that people can read about how to excel in, really, it's whatever job, whatever. I'm contradicting myself. I'm using the term job, but they can succeed in whatever career they want to succeed. It's about, you know, it's about taking those leadership initiatives, and whether you're in a management role or you're not, it's stepping up to the plate and owning the responsibilities. And I know that's something that you you work with the companies that are Tandem clients and sort of helping create that environment, that atmosphere. I feel very privileged and fortunate to have spent time in your office, and I've seen how your founder, Bruce Leon, how he conducts himself, how he got pie in his face in front of all the employees. He puts himself as part of the team, and that is the environment that's what a leader does. We're all part of a team, and it's team building more than anything, and everybody's a part of that, and everybody's an equal part in that team. And sure, everybody has their own set of responsibilities, and everybody has to live up to those responsibilities, but go way above and beyond. So, John, I appreciate the insight, and hopefully we'll be able to continue this conversation in future in future shows on Get Down to Business about what it takes to really excel and to really be the best that you can be, is, I guess, the best way to put it. So, John, how can people follow up with you if they have any questions about leadership and management?
Sure, and I welcome any comments and questions, and also thoughts and perspectives, because we all, you know, we can continue to learn from each other and others' experience. The best way is by email, and that's jfiegel@tandemhr.com, J-F as in Frank, I-G-I-E-L at tandemhr.com, or my personal cell phone. Call me directly, 847-420-5708. I'd love to hear from any of your listeners.
John, that's fantastic. And of course, Tandem HR is really, really, really your solution center, and you can find them at tandemhr.com or call their main number just to find out more about the businesses that they work with, 630-928-0510. I know on their website they've got a lot of information for business owners that are out there. After the break, we're going to be talking with State Representative Lou Lang, Deputy Majority Leader in the Illinois House. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic. Well, there's an accident report on the north side. That's a Broadway north of Wellington. Car versus a pedestrian, so please be careful. Give EMS plenty of room to work. Southwest side, disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. That's a Damon at northbound north of I-55. So just be careful there. The Eden's moving well in both directions. No delays to report. The Kennedy inbound a little slow from Montrose to the Circle interchange. It's going to be a 26-minute ride into downtown. Outbound 25 minutes out to the airport. A little slow between Central and Cumberland. Express lanes are moving delay-free. Eisenhower inbound 31 minutes to the post office. Outbound 29 minutes to Thorndale. Stephenson free and clear in both directions. It is now 87 degrees and cloudy. Tonight going down to 71. Expect some thunderstorms. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now.
Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of InstaFlex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of InstaFlex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-400-0179. InstaFlex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. InstaFlex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-400-0179. Call now for your two-week InstaFlex sample. 1-800-400-0179.
This is the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. We are thrilled to talk every week with so many fascinating leaders in the world of small business, employment, and jobs. And this week is certainly no different. And really what I always try to remind our listeners is what an impact our state, local, and of course our federal government can have on small business owners. And there's a friend that's on the phone right now that really has really partnered in so many ways in trying to help the small business climate. And our friend, State Representative Lou Lang, is on the phone. Lou, my guess is this is your favorite season of the year, not only because the weather hopefully starts to get better, but it's also because you get to get away from Springfield and get back to good old Skokie.
Well, it's great to be back to Skokie. I would say that I'm one of these guys that actually loves being in Springfield. I love the work I do. 27 years now, and it never stops amazing me the opportunity I have to make an impact on people.
And you certainly do make an impact on people. It's incredible to see what goes on in the typical session. This year is turning out to be a very interesting year with the elections coming up, and it's going to be interesting to see how all that plays out. I have a hunch. I think I know where it's going to go, but the key is it's so important for people to step up, get engaged, get involved, and speak up. The only way you, our representative, knows what people care about and the issues that matter is if people are engaged. So, Lou, it's been an interesting session. You got something passed. I don't remember how long ago it was, but the medical marijuana bill, that is something that's going to help so many people that are suffering, and I think it's fantastic, and I'm thrilled that it's in the implementation mode now. You've been involved not only in passing the legislation, but also making sure that it's implemented effectively. What can you tell us about some of the stories?
It took 5 years to pass this legislation because some legislators were a little concerned about the politics of it all, but during the last poll that was taken, we've discovered that 82% of Illinois citizens believe that under a doctor's care, any product that a doctor thinks you ought to be able to have to feel better is a product that we ought to make available. And so it took 5 years to pass a bill to allow people to use medical cannabis under doctor's care under very controlled and regulated conditions. The product probably won't be available till next spring before we go through the licensing and the rulemaking, but we're moving as quickly as we can toward a time where we can provide a better quality of life for some very sick Illinoisans.
I think it's great. And the other bill that was discussed, it didn't actually make it into the final stages, is about minimum wage. And I know that there's a lot of opinions on the subject, and it's certainly something that affects the business community and people that are in transition, because there still are a lot of people that are still struggling in this tough economy. The business perspective, a lot of business owners want to provide as much as possible to their employees. And of course, there's some businesses that are scared. So it didn't pass in this session. Do you think it's going to happen in the veto session or perhaps in next year's session? Do you think we're going to raise the minimum wage here in the state of Illinois?
It's certainly been a discussion at the federal level and in the city of Chicago, as Mayor Emanuel wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And there's been some discussion in Springfield about raising it to $12 and some change. I'm aware that there are business owners and business groups who think this is disadvantageous to them. But I'm also aware that a lot of people can't make ends meet on what they're making now. We have to find a balance. I think there will be an effort to pass such a bill, but I think in the current climate it's going to be very difficult to pass it unless we do it cleverly, unless we possibly do it in stages, unless we provide certain exemptions to those who need it. For instance, if a park district hires some kids as summer workers, they'll be able only to hire a handful of kids if they're forced to pay them this higher wage. And so we have to be smart about it. We can't let businesses fold in the process of trying to help the employees of those businesses. And so, as I think you know, there's going to be a ballot provision in November where people can vote in an advisory referendum to tell us in Springfield how they feel about raising the minimum wage. It's interesting to see, or will be interesting to see, how people feel about it.
And that's what I love about you, Lou Lang. You want to take the smart approach. You want to do it balanced. You've become seasoned at doing this. You've been in Springfield for a while. You know the system. You know how to get things done. And that approach is, I think, what people need, and that's why I'm just thrilled to have you on Get Down to Business, and hopefully this can be part of an ongoing discussion. And your district, it's a unique mix of people, and one of the reasons why I think I love this season is, you know, July 4th, there's all the parades. You get to run around from parade to parade to parade, and you get to talk to a lot of people, and a lot of people get to voice their opinion, and I know you're just about as involved as it gets in the community, so this is a good opportunity for that engagement. And I know a lot of our listeners are in your district. So, Lou, we've got about 30 seconds remaining. How can people get in touch with your office if they want to, of course, speak up, but also if they need help with something relating to a state agency or department?
Sure. We have a real good outreach to our community. Happy to help. The phone number at the office is 847-673-1131. And my email address is easy. It's replulang@aol.com. Happy to talk to anybody either of those ways, or stop by the office at 4119 Main Street in Skokie. Look forward to seeing people.
And there's rarely a week that Lou Lang isn't talking about one of the issues that matters to Illinois residents, Illinois voters, both in his district and beyond, a leader in the world of small business, and that's what we're all about on this radio show. Thanks, Representative Lou Lang, for joining us. You're on with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-8145. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-8145. 1-800-700-8145.
You're listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. You can join me for breakfast and networking at MB Financial Bank in Morton Grove on July 8th. A lot more information has just been posted on my website at shalomklein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show, 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Let's talk client engagement letters. Statistics gathered by the Professional Liability Insurance Program provides dramatic evidence of the importance of engagement letters. And approximately 25% of all claims made in the program, the client alleged the scope of the engagement went beyond the services which the small business owner believed he or she had agreed to perform. The resulting claim then alleged that when performed, these disputed services were performed negligently. Although such misperceptions are often the cause of liability suits, there are in fact a variety of reasons a professional should utilize engagement letters. Broadly defined, these reasons fall within three general categories. It improves communication. It improves the standards of the small business, and it protects from legal liability. An engagement letter is a contract presented in friendlier, easier to understand form of a letter. It is a tool often used by providers of professional services, such as lawyers and CPAs, to establish a relationship with a client, define the terms of the relationship, and detail the work to be done. Engagement letters also define what the service provider and the client may expect of each other during the length of the relationship. A service provider issues an engagement letter after a client agrees to contract for services. The issuing of the engagement letter marks the beginning of the professional relationship. This event is significant as it marks the date on which a client begins paying for services. If the provider is bound by rules of confidentiality, then the official start of the provider-client relationship begins right then and there. It also marks the date on which the service provider must be mindful not to engage other new clients whose interests are in conflict. For example, if the engagement letter is issued by a divorce attorney, its issue marks the beginning of attorney-client privilege, the date on which it becomes a conflict of interest for the attorney to contract with the opposing spouse. The body of the engagement letter sets the parameters of the business relationships and identifies the reason for it. In the case of a tax professional, for example, the engagement letter might identify an IRS audit as the reason for the relationship, in addition to defining when the relationship would start. It also defines when it ends, usually in terms of resolution of the reason of the relationship. The letter may state the confidentiality is an element of the relationship and clarify how records of the relationship will be stored or disposed of after the relationship terminates. An engagement letter also defines mutual expectations. For example, the letter may state that a divorce attorney has a right to expect the client's cooperation in the form of a timely response to requests for information and documents and timely payment of bills for services rendered. In exchange, the client may expect legal representation in the divorce and any related proceedings such as hearings. Engagement letters detail financial expectations, including the requirement for any retainers and retainer amounts, whether fees for services are calculated hourly as flat rates or contingencies, and what costs and expenses will be paid by the provider during the relationship. Engagement letters are important, and small business owners should pay attention to make sure that you have the right engagement letter for your professional services. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. When networking, leave on a high note. Know when to end a conversation by excusing yourself before it begins to die down. I've had so many awkward conversations with people that just seem to go on and on and on. And you have to know when the right time to finish, to conclude a conversation really is. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. This week, we talked a lot about business travel. We talked about what it means to be in business and to show leadership and management skills. We talked some really, really good tips for small business. And next week, we're going to continue that conversation. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. To success, let's get down to business. You're listening to Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Help.